have to use the B word. Thank you for putting my mic on, Richie.
You're welcome.
Bathroom? Yeah, right.
Bathroom.
Take a
yes, bathroom.
Bathroom break. It's 7 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Roberta Fasanelli and Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, and Doug working on a lot of things that are going on in the world today. Most brides are interested in getting a diamond, it would appear. Mm-hmm. How would you like to
non-brides
have
too.
A choice? There are apparently circumstances that are presenting themselves that would suggest that women today are saying that they would prefer to have a choice. So when you are on your knees asking the woman that you love,
will you marry
to
me?
Marry me. The conventional wisdom is that you get 4 or 5 rings and bring them to the woman that you love and ask her to pick one of these.
Even I think that's ridiculous.
Here's the one you get. If you don't like it,
yeah, eat it. No, that's not cool either because you have to wear that thing every single day.
Yeah, but right, so let me tell you how this works, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Doug, I'm sure you didn't do anything. Roberta, I don't know what your story was with the ring. But you know before you even go to the store exactly what she wants.
No, oh, yeah.
How? No, how do you know?
She's told you.
She's told you.
Really?
My wife made it very clear. What kind of diamond she liked.
Did you go ring shopping?
What kind of setting she liked.
But did you see, it wasn't a surprise, though. It wasn't that you were getting it down on you and say, will you marry me? And it was a surprise.
It was totally a surprise. But she knew that, you know, hey, listen, I better let him know what I want. And when I gave her the ring, it was exactly what she wanted because I'm not a moron.
Really?
So what did she want? What exactly did she want?
Well, you know, it's funny. She wanted an emerald cut and a titanium, and with the couple of diamonds around it. So, okay.
Roberta prefers cubic zirconia.
Go to the family jeweler. Well, the funny thing is
how
that
do you know the difference? Really? Come on.
You can tell the difference.
You can
in a heartbeat.
Well, most people can.
In
Doug,
a heartbeat.
Doug, once again, you're a moron, and here's why.
I can tell in a heartbeat.
You don't think they run to the jeweler and have it checked?
Or forget that. Just go to the nearest piece of glass.
Yeah. I told Meredith that when I was in, a couple of weeks ago, I was in a store getting my watches fixed. There's a little cute little store in the farmer's market off of Fairfax in Los Angeles where I bring my things to get fixed. And so I was in there, I was looking around, and I bought her a little watch. She's not listening now, so I can say it wasn't expensive. But it was cute because it fit in with a lot of her decor. She has horses, and she loves the horse stuff. So I got her that, and I told her I got her a surprise, and she said, you didn't buy me jewelry, did you? Remember we had that conversation on the air, was it about a month ago or maybe more recently than that, about jewelry? And she doesn't want jewelry. She doesn't want, she's one of these people who knows if she's going to have something that she's going to wear, she has to pick it out herself. And she doesn't want, even if it's something that's a loving trinket from somebody that you care about, but she does like the watch, which I gave her yesterday, which was, it isn't so much, I think, and maybe both Jennifer and Roberta will yell at me, but I think if you're with the right person, it doesn't have to be monetary. It just has to be a thought attached to it. The fact that I did something that related to something that she cares about shows that I thought about actually what I got her.
Yeah, maybe and when I, you're in your 60s,
or
in your 20s and 30s.
No, I think there's a lot of, I mean, there's a lot of things with thought.
Money grubbing. Come on.
Hey,
but there's a lot. There, no, but let me defend the 20s and the 30s because I'm here, and I think that. What? I wish I were in the 20s, by the way. That sounded really good when I said it. But I think that there is the idea behind thought. I had an experience where someone recently gave me a necklace, which was very sweet that they thought of me to give me a necklace. But you know what would have meant even more?
Keep it?
Yeah. What would have meant
diamonds.
You still dating the guy?
No. But what would have meant even more is if the thought had gone into, what's her style like? What is, you know, what it would be? Like if,
that's
if,
saying.
That's like saying the that. Biggest yeah. reward well, about of all is when someone can actually get something for you that you will actually wear.
There,
and
that's exactly
that,
what I'm saying.
You know, it doesn't have to be expensive. It could be, I mean, most of my jewelry isn't expensive, but if you just give me something that you think I will wear, that means more to me than if you spent and, you know, something that's something horribly gaudy that I would never wear.
Well, see, right. Here's the company who's trying to fix all of that. It's Okapi Jewelry.
O-C-C.
O-C-A-P-P-I-S.
O-C-C? Oh, it is. It's two P's, yeah.
And what they're trying to do is to create a little bit more of a budget ring and give you the option of taking six rings with you.
Yeah.
For that magic moment.
Well, so but they're not the real thing.
They're not the real thing.
Zirconium and sterling.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. So you can pull out the ring, put it on her finger, pop the
question. Or this one. Or this one.
And then, and then go back and get the real one.
If she has that look like, then you can say, we'll try this one. We'll try this one. Oh, that's perfect.
You know what?
Take that ring.
If somebody said that to me, I'd take the rings and I'd say, see you later, and go back to the store. Here you go. It didn't work. I'm going around. I'm looking for somebody new.
I think
that's
you,
all it takes for somebody to say, I don't want to wear you.
This coming from the guy whose marriage lasted what?
You know what? I don't know if
it didn't have anything to do with the ring. I guarantee you that.
I don't know if it has anything. I don't know if I would like this whole here's
hot,
six.
By the way, after the,
it's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I'd like to have like the guy say, hey, do you like this one, or this one? I mean, if you haven't gone shopping or if you haven't talked about the type of ring you like and the guy is trying to surprise you, I think the guy should be confident enough to say, honey, I picked this ring out, but, you know, if there's something that you like more, we can exchange it. And I think that's sweet.
That's fine.
You know, I think that's okay.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Well, could you present all six? And the first question she'll ask you, are you Mormon?
Right.
Are there five other girls standing behind me?
Way down to five girls.
But then you face the problem, if you don't like this one, I'm happy to go change it. Oh, no, I love it. I just want the diamond to be twice as big.
Yeah, wonderful.
And by the way, I went shopping with my wife. We were going to upgrade her diamond.
Uh-huh.
Have you seen diamond prices lately? Ain't happening.
And gold prices.
It's because we're paying too much in taxes. Coming up in a moment here on Good Day, enough on this. New tax laws that are affecting everybody, but in weird ways, starting with a special tax in New York, just for Roberta, coming right up here on Good Day. If you're interested in fixing the problems of your thinning hair, I'm speaking to men and women now. Please pay attention to the next 60 seconds, because it could prove to be the most worthwhile 60 seconds you spend today, especially if you're thinking about your looks. How does your hair look? How does your hair feel? What do people think when they look at your hair? Do they think, oh, you're kind of losing it, you don't look the same as you used to? Do you get this comment from people? What's different about you? I haven't seen, what's happening? And what's happening oftentimes is the people are losing their hair, and the folks are saying, you look different, what's going on with you? They don't want to say, hey, Fred, you're losing your hair, huh? Well, this is how you can fix them and it. If you're suffering from thinning hair, call this number now. 800-525-8319. That's the number for Provia. Provia takes care of the lack of life in your hair. This will bring vibrancy back to your hair, cleans out the hair follicles so that the hair that's under the skin can grow again. If you've been suffering from thinning hair, call 800-525-8319 and try this Provia serum, all natural, no side effects, easy to use, doesn't do the stuff that the normal washes and rinses do that plug up. It does the opposite, cleans them out. Cleans the pores so the hair can grow, thickens, and makes the hair look wonderfully rich. 800-525-8319. Order it now. Mention Doug Steffen. Get a free month's supply when you make a regular order. So take care of that hair of yours. Order. Say it again, Doug. Order. I'll say it one more time. Order Provia, risk-free. Get a free month's supply. 800-525-8319.
Underwater? Upside down? Do these terms describe your current mortgage situation? Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans to tell you that it may be time to get HARP'd. With HARP, you may be able to refinance at a lower rate even if your home has lost value. Millions of homeowners are eligible for this program right now, including hundreds of thousands who currently have a mortgage with Bank of America. That's right, hundreds of thousands of Bank of America clients are eligible for HARP and have not yet taken advantage of this opportunity. Quicken Loans may be able to help. To learn if you're eligible to get HARPed, log on to quickenloans.com and click on our easy-to-use HARP tool. But you've got to act right now. This unique program is scheduled to end at the end of the year, and I don't want you to miss out. Once again, if you owe more than your home is worth, or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, call Quicken Loans right now at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. We're engineered to amaze.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Soufflés are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming?
Putting sprinkles on the last one now?
Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it?
Me?
What? Why would you?
There's frosting on my face, isn't there?
Yeah.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
That Hotels.com April shower sale is incredible.
I know.
I can't believe how much money we saved.
Don't say that too loudly. If the bellhops hear how much we saved, they'll be on us looking for big tips.
Too late.
Hi, folks. Take your bag.
Call you a limo.
Wow.
Can I bring you extra towels?
How about a club sandwich?
I can carry you down the stairs.
Throw it on rose petals.
The Hotels.com April shower sale. On now through April 29th. With savings so great, you won't be able to keep it a secret. Book now and save up to 30%. Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
Instant messaging, instant coffee, instant hair removal. The world has gone instant. Shouldn't your hotel rewards be instant too? At America's Best Value Inn, there's no waiting. Join our value club and enjoy an instant 15% discount, room upgrade, and late checkout when available. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for more value, more comfort, and instant rewards.
Because Mike switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, his money clip wants to shake his hand firmly for a solid 3 seconds, but it can't. Fact is, most money clips don't have hands to shake with. Switch to Geico, and every time you notice the extra cash, you'll know your money clip wants to give you a firm handshake. But remember, it can't. It doesn't have hands. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All right, we're discussing women and their preferences. Here's some reaction. Twitter.com, by the way, Twitter at Good Day and Facebook.com/Good Day. A man should never buy a woman an engagement ring without her seeing it first. Instead, he should let her pick out the one she wants. When I got engaged, I took her to the jewelry store, let her pick the one she wanted. Actually, we went to several stores before finding the right one. That is the only way to do it. Anything less, she'll never be happy, and more likely, she'll never have picked out the one that you picked out for her. That's from Rusty. Here is Sabrina says, let's see here. As unromantic as this sounds, many girls I know have been doing this for a decade. They both decide to marry. The guy gives them the money, and they go get what they like. Oh,
That's pretty bad.
Honey says, the best compromise I've heard is where the guy chooses the stone and then...
Lets a woman set it. That's a great idea.
Yeah, okay.
Let's see that. Here.
How about the other way around?
How do you mean?
The woman chooses the stone and the guy goes and sets it.
Well, the woman will choose a little out of the price range. Maybe.
Right, yeah, that's going to be tough.
I mean, that's what I did. I chose my stone.
Rose...
Yeah, well, so many comments there. Tom didn't have any to offer.
Rose says, I'm all about a woman choosing her ring. I told my fiance I don't care if my ring comes from a stand in the mall as long as I like it. And that's what matters. I like it. All right, so we're getting, as I say, close to June. People are thinking about these sorts of things, engagement time and stuff. At 21 half the hour on Good Day. Don't get married.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect condition. Can be buried up to 30 feet and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Through the top five songs this week in 1993. By the way, Meredith is listening, and she said, "I never said no jewelry."
Our girl.
I remember her saying, "Well, no, it was you didn't buy me jewelry, did you?" I think that was the response that I heard. It wasn't you didn't because I said I got her a little present. She said, "Oh, you didn't." So. I think that's the way. We'll have a discussion about that, I'm sure.
Meanwhile, might have misinterpreted that. She could have been, you didn't buy me jewelry, did you?
I know. Maybe she wanted it.
Maybe she wanted it.
Maybe the emphasis on the wrong syllables.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Don't encourage it. Let's go back to the top five this week in 1983. Chrissy Hynde and the Pretenders.
Stop it.
What?
Would you stop it? There's a second time you did that. Stop it.
Sit
down,
you
want to
hear the whole
thing?
No, I want to hear the hook. That's on the
chain. Now you can talk.
Yes. Well, I was just eager to hear it actually. See,
you know what, Doug?
It's a great
circumstance
tune.
Beyond my control.
Yes. Whoa.
In the news of the world.
Just the voice, the quality of the voice.
She's got a hauntingly great voice.
What is she? She's kind of a small woman, if I remember correctly.
No, she's tall.
Not the one I'm thinking of.
Wonder what the
bangs. This was,
she's got the black bangs.
Really, the biggest pop song that the Pretenders had. Well, they had a lot of successful album work, I think. Didn't they, Richie? If I remember correctly.
They have a bunch of hits. Most people are familiar with Ohio, which is the one that's Rush Limbaugh
uses. Right, yeah. Is his theme. Right, okay. That's number five this week in 1983. Number four, Raw. We'll bring us Lionel Richie. Another good song. Oh, you don't like this?
No, it just makes me laugh.
Why?
I don't know. It's Lionel Richie.
So, what's the matter with Lionel Richie?
Nothing.
It's okay. It's one of the great pop hits.
Great pop hits.
Yeah. Number three, great English group Duran Duran.
Yes.
Great pop song as well. This is a good week for pop music, Richie, actually. Look at all the five songs at the top of the list are really good pop songs. All right, so Hungry Like a Wolf was number three during this week in 1983, Duran Duran. They did have success with singles and albums for what, big 4 or 5 year, 6 year period?
A decade, at least.
Was it?
Yes.
All right. And one of my faves in terms of pop music from this era was Culture Club. What a weird freak this guy is.
But strange. That's what
oh my god. Weirdo.
The pictures that we used to have on the website of me with him and Megan when we went to, Uri took us to one of his shows in London, and it was just awful. It was about, it was sort of his life story.
It was like a Broadway play, like a one-man play.
It was awful. Uri loves that stuff, and Megan thought it was okay, but when we went downstairs afterwards, he invited Uri to come downstairs, so we were down with him, and he had his picture taken with Megan, and I can remember the expression of Megan's face. He was something else, man. Just a character and a half. You wouldn't want to touch him, but his, listening to his music is kind of a fun thing to do. Number one for this week in 1983. No introduction needed for this. Is there another artist in the history, maybe Elvis, of pop music especially, whose songs really don't need any introduction? You don't have to say a thing. Richie, start this from the very beginning again, and you know exactly what it is. Hit it from the beginning again.
From the beginning.
Very beginning, first note.
Yeah.
Right. Very is what it is, right?
Yes, you can definitely get that from the beginning. Yeah.
And is that the case with most of Michael Jackson's music?
With many of them.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, you might throw out there, yeah, definitely Elvis. You might throw out there Madonna.
Right.
You know, she's become an icon.
Madonna has.
Yeah.
Yeah, she has been. Isn't she worth $1 billion now? Did I see that this week? Became a billionaire.
If she is, and I would bet that she's very close.
Yeah, very smart. And her sister, what I know about her sister, did something interesting, but not related to what Madonna does. Coming up, taxes, you'll be surprised you're paying on Good Day.
Baa, black sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Ah, the sound of small business getting busier. Can you tell which one is using AT&T? Truth is, they all are. Because businesses of all kinds can find AT&T customizable plans that fit their exact needs. Whether it's broadband, mobility, or nationwide voice, at AT&T, we can help your business get humming.
I need more receipt paper, please.
Call 1-855-877-4288 today and ask about special offers available for new small business packages. AT&T, rethink possible.
Quite often we find ourselves thinking we should have done things sooner.
I love that we took this vacation.
I know. We should have done this a long time ago.
Sooner is just better than later. And now you don't have to wait till later to own the car of your dreams. Thanks to a surprisingly affordable certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. And with exceptional 1.99% financing on select models, now through April 30th, that dream is more attainable than ever. Each of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes an exhaustive process of analysis, inspection, and reconditioning until it meets the uncompromising standards of a Mercedes-Benz. Plus, every one is available with an optional extended limited warranty for up to 7 years or 135,000 total vehicle miles. And now, with 3 months of Sirius XM satellite radio. And your certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz is available only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Visit today for exceptions.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's health care one American at a time.
It's, if you haven't heard, we were talking about the Rolling Stones official, that they are going to have a 50-year anniversary, right? And they call it 15th counting or something like that?
A U.S. tour.
What a surprise. They were going to announce if they were going to have a U.S. tour or not. Tune in on Twitter to see if we're going to have a U.S. tour.
All right.
No.
Hello, Captain Obvious. Where are you?
33 after the hour. Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasinelli, Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington, and Doug Steffen on the road this week. The taxes that we complain about are the ones that are obvious. Mm-hmm. You pay your income taxes. You got to have the money in a couple of weeks or you get a penalty. Then there are the usual, when you buy something, you pay a sales tax. Some states it's 4%, 5%, 6%.
10%.
But in California it's like 8% or some crazy thing. And then there are the excise taxes you pay on cars. You pay a federal excise tax on your phone line. You have, if you look at your phone bill or your, look at the download, sorry, not the download, the Discovery Channel or those wireless bills. Look at that. I mean, taxes on top of taxes. Okay, Roberta, you ready for the newest tax in New York City?
Yes. What's the newest tax, Doug?
If you buy a bagel and have it cut, i.e. altered, you are getting an 8 cents tax because it's altered from its original state.
What?
State of New York says pay 8 cents to have somebody cut your bagel, and it's not going to the store, it's going to the state of New York.
Why?
Okay, shut your ears, Roberta. I'm excluding you, but New Yorkers are crazy.
No. Nah. There you go.
No crazier than you Californians.
Californians
I don't get it. So does this apply to all foods or just bagels?
Altered bagels have an 8 cent tax, according to new legislation passed at the end of last year.
There it is. Huffington Post, Wall Street Journal.
Yep.
Really?
Okay, next. Yep.
Okay, that's next. Absurd. Well, what if they dig out the middles like we do in New York?
Instead of 16 cents.
Digs out the middles
of
the bagel.
24 cents. Yeah.
And that's really
more.
Altered.
More. How do you like it? How do you like it? The state of Utah, for businesses that hire nude workers, pay an extra 10% tax for all the services sold. So if you have somebody, you hire somebody to work for you as an escort and she's fully clothed, one price. Nude, 10% more, and the 10% more goes to the state of Utah. Okay? Next. Alabama.
New Yorkers are crazy.
I know. Here we go. These are new taxes established this year. State of Alabama. They stack a 10-cent tax for all 54 or less card decks of playing cards sold in Nevada.
Right. Who buys those?
So what's in a normal day? 52 cards?
No, 54, because it has two jokers in
right.
it.
Right.
Okay. So if
put
you buy
two jokers in it.
A 54-card deck, you pay a 10-cent tax.
Hey, but so did you see in Nevada, if you pay your taxes, you get a free deck of cards for each tax return. That's awesome.
No, that's cool.
I like that.
In Colorado.
You know what New Yorkers would do? Instead of buying bagels, we'll just buy Bialys. That's all.
What's a Bialy?
A Bialy is like half a bagel that's just like pounded flat.
I'm obsessed with finding out why I sliced a bagel.
Right. You found out
yet? Does this occur only if you bought a whole bagel and they slice it for you? What if they pre-slice it and you only want half a bagel?
You're asking too many questions.
If the bagel is eaten in the store, it's also taxed, sliced or not.
Yeah. Mm.
Well, yes, because that's a part of the restaurant tax. That's the 8% and change tax.
Well, it's kind of like at a dairy store.
In the restaurant.
You can't charge. We don't charge tax for the stuff you buy in the dairy store. But if we had a place to sit down and you could eat it there,
right? Then you
have to charge tax. But
exactly.
We don't have to check because they go out and we don't serve it so they can eat it there.
Right.
In Colorado, retailers of food are charged a tax called non-essential food-related items. Napkins, bibs, utensils, and straws are now taxed. You pay a sales tax for the food, but you also are going to pay a tax on the non-essentials that you need to eat the food, the bibs, the napkins, and the utensils. There's a special tax on that. Depending on whether you have just napkins, you pay one price. If you sit there and eat it using the utensil for the store, they tax you on something else. Good God. Illinois, a charge of 5% tax on candy on top of the regular food tax. The 5% tax exempts items containing flour as a means of differentiating candy from food. Huh?
They don't say why
you
the
pay
5% bagel.
More for candy. Oh, you still on the bagel?
Yeah.
For God's sakes!
But apparently, sliced bread is not subject to the tax.
No.
So
in Maryland,
if you slice a bagel. Yes, bread.
Your brothers in Maryland are
with my brothers live in Maryland. Yes.
A flush
and
tax
my mother.
As of the first of the year, $2.50 a month. If you're on the public water supply, public sewer,
right.
You're going to be taxed. For how many times you flush?
Let me tell you something. Maryland is California light.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
It's out of control over there.
Maine, although it's one of the smallest states, Maine produces the biggest blueberry output. The state in Maine, if you buy blueberries in Maine, you pay $1.50.
You said blueberry. I said, what the heck is a blueberry?
No, blueberries.
Oh, blueberries.
If you buy blueberries in Maine.
Murray.
If you buy blueberries in Maine, there's a regular tax. No, if you don't eat them in the store, there's no tax. But now they're collecting $150 per 100 pounds of blueberries that are
Wait,
sold.
Wait, they have blueberry stores in Maine?
They have blueberry stores in Maine.
Huh. You see, what Let's you could see. Do is you can like, order something to go, which is what they do here in New York, and then you can take it outside and sit down in a chair that happens to be there and eat it.
Yeah. Well, we have, outside at the farm, we have benches you can sit around and eat
right.
ice
so
cream
not,
or do whatever you
yeah,
want.
You're
the
not
benches.
Serving
not
them at the table, right. You
no.
know, it's not a mm-hmm. sit-down, but you can buy it to go and then go and sit down.
Adult diapers. This is a new thing in Connecticut. No tax on adult diapers, but children's diapers are taxed.
Can't tax the seniors, but you can tax the little ones because they're going to get it for the rest of their lives.
Well, right. The little ones don't vote. Right. If the seniors vote, so they're not going to tax them. In Kansas, there's an assessment for an amusement ride if it's attached to the ground. If you ride a hot air balloon, there's no tax. If you ride the roller coaster, there's a tax.
Huh?
What if you ride a roller coaster in a hot air balloon?
You pay a tax on the roller coaster. You do not pay a tax on the balloon ride.
Why would you want to ride a roller coaster that wasn't attached to the ground?
I want to know who sits around and thinks of this stuff.
What brainiac
who
is in charge of this?
Who comes up with these crazy ideas?
So, Roberta has it right on the bagel thing, though.
What's that?
Richard's like a
I'm determined to figure out why a cut bagel gets the tax and an uncut bagel doesn't. And Roberta had it right. It's the restaurant tax. Cut bagels cross the line when they become a prepared food sold for on-premises consumption, which is taxable.
Hmm.
Uncut bagels are typically sold for home consumption. But if you eat the uncut bagel in the restaurant,
you
it must be taxed.
So you might as well get it sliced, too.
Yeah, but if you order it to go, though, then
you don't get the
8 cent
tax. Well, you get taxed on it, but not the additional 8 cent tax.
Right. So that's what bagel places do now.
Dumb.
Everything
I'm
is to
you,
go. Everything
who
is to go
that
the
sits
bagel
around
places
and figures this stuff out?
Who's, I want to find the cop who says, wait a minute.
Bagel police.
Donuts are taxed.
Good use of your taxpayer dollars. By the way, speaking of that, the taxpayer bought Fannie Mae. Remember when the banking crisis took place in 2008? Fannie Mae went under, so the government bought it. Last year, they've turned it around. This is probably what they're going to say. Well, this is a good, brilliant management here. Fannie Mae posted a $17 billion profit for last year. But the previous 4 years has lost $116 billion. Amazing. All right, so I'm getting a headache. It's 17 before the hour on Good Day.
I'm going to go get a bagel in my Virginia and not get taxed.
Geico presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hi, dear guy that sits on me. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with Geico, we've been going out a lot more. The beach, the mountains, that curvy road that leads to the diner with the milkshakes you love. Look, the point is, you and me, we've become the biker buds. And I like it. I like it a lot.
Geico could help you save on your motorcycle insurance. And that should make you and your bike very happy.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's being there for my customers.
It's lending a hand at any hour.
And it's having my coworkers' backs day or night.
You work hard to earn your money, and we're here to help you keep more of it. TurboTax has experts available to answer your questions by phone or live chat, so you get the answers you need and every penny you deserve. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Try it free at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details. At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's being there for my customers.
It's lending a hand at any hour.
And it's having my coworkers' backs day or night.
You work hard to earn your money, and we're here to help you keep more of it. TurboTax has experts available to answer your questions by phone or live chat, so you get the answers you need and every penny you deserve. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Try it free at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon.
It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
Street, we're running 60.
15 before the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. All right, so we often have the Chinese song,
I Like Chinese.
There's always something going on in China we can talk about.
Sure.
And today is no different. They have a special day for the dead in China. You know that, right? They have a special celebration every year.
Tomb Sweeping Day.
Right. That's what it's called. And it's the day for the dead. So, this, by the way, the holiday, I think, is this weekend, isn't it, for tomb sweeping in China? I think it's this weekend. Paying their respects, go to graveyards, look around. So it's apparently a sport, though, Richie, in China, to the point where instead of, you know, you go to pay your respects, people go around to graveyards.
Yeah, you visit the graveyard, sure.
Right. Well, it isn't like it is here. The Western culture has for a long time, until the last 40, 50 years, believed in burying its dead. In China and many Asian countries, they don't bury, they cremate. In Japan, especially, because there's no land, they can't bury anywhere. They burn everybody. In places like Guam, remember, Richie, we got off the bus, the first thing you said, well, what were these boxes on the side of the road? They just stack up boxes, cement boxes, and you can see them anywhere.
Well, it's like New Orleans, where they have the above-ground.
The above-ground ones,
they all float
those
away.
Those are kind of cool.
They are.
Well, I mean, they're kind of fun to look at.
The little mini mausoleums,
they're kind of cool. Yeah, and they do graveyard tours and stuff in New Orleans. It's fun.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so now the Chinese are using computers to access information about the people who have died, because apparently, Richie, they put little codes or stickers on the graves.
It's a QR code.
They put QR codes on the tombstones, and the QR codes are like those little two-dimensional...
boxy things,
boxy, puzzle-looking things.
Your smartphone.
And you scan it with your smartphone, and when you do, a video pops up of the deceased person, or pictures.
Dead.
That you can see the person.
Find out more about these people.
Yeah. I think it's kind of cool, but here's my only problem. These things last longer than we do. Okay, so when your immediate family dies and, you know, you kind of pass on and then you just have people walking through that don't really know you, don't you think that technology is going to go with us at some point? And so people are going to be like, what are these squares?
Yeah,
and they're probably
going to...
Yeah, they're going to think that we're like some alien society.
But, you know,
exactly.
You cannot go to a funeral anymore without seeing some kind of video
montage
of the person.
Right.
Why not put it on the web, put a QR code on the tombstone and let people see it.
Isn't that what they're doing?
Yeah, that's what they're doing.
Yeah, it's exactly what they're doing.
There are a lot of... I didn't realize this was going on until my father died, and somebody had started online. You go to the funeral director in this case, and they put some of the highlights of the person's death, person's life up, and then people can write in. They can send in a salutation, sorry he died, what a great guy, yada, 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 my stories. And, you know, it's become part of the electronic age. So the other day, I came across a blog devoted to Edgar, my really wonderful friend who was the manager of my farm for 14, 15 years, and it reduced me to tears. I read some of the things that his family, they sent it to me because they wanted me to put something in there. But I read it and I thought, what a wonderful encapsulation of this guy's life.
Mm-hmm.
And it was profound. And maybe that's part of the technology, the new world order that's okay. 10 before the hour.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at turntohelpnow.com. At turntohelpnow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to turntohelpnow.com today.
Love movies where American GIs are wearing the white hats. There's a fantastic event taking place in the Washington, D.C. area this May. The GI Film Festival is the nation's only military film festival. The mission is to honor the troops through film, and no matter what kind of movie you like to watch, you'll find it there. You can also meet real military heroes, attend first-class parties, and walk the red carpet with patriotic Hollywood stars. The festival runs May 6th through 12th. Visit GIFilmFestival.com for more details. GIFilmFestival.com.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LaCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LaCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LaCig.com. And LaCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LaCig.com, spelled LECIG.com. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Training and arming school personnel. How do you feel about it? I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. The hot-button issue of gun safety through gun control continues to be debated forcefully. The latest back and forth sparked by a recommendation from a National Rifle Association task force that calls for the training and arming of school staffs. Former Congressman Asa Hutchinson chaired this task force. He said this proposal is aimed at preventing school shootings.
We've presented a model training program for school resource officers. It's 40 to 60 hours of comprehensive training for the school resource officers.
The NRA has floated this idea of arming and training school staff before, but established a task force to study the issue further. Reaction to this? Plenty of it, starting with the mayor of New York City, Michael Bloomberg, a longtime gun control advocate who has gone head-to-head with the NRA before, and he did not mince any words in slamming the NRA over this.
I think that giving a bunch of guns to people in schools is the only stupider idea with regards to guns and education would be to arm all college students.
This mom in Edgewater, New Jersey, offered her opinion on arming and training school personnel.
I feel that there's other things that could be done, and I don't think that's the answer.
At least one parent who lost a child in the Newtown, Connecticut massacre is applauding this recommendation from the NRA. Mark Mattioli says the overall goal should be to make schools safer.
Politics needs to sort of be set aside here, and I hope this doesn't, you know, lead to name calling, but this is recommendations for solutions, real solutions that will make our kids safer.
In Connecticut today, the state legislature is expected to pass tough new bipartisan gun control measures that Governor Daniel Malloy says he is ready to sign right away. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Quite often we find ourselves thinking we should have done things sooner.
I love that we took this vacation.
I know. We should have done this a long time ago.
Sooner is just better than later. And now you don't have to wait till later to own the car of your dreams. Thanks to a surprisingly affordable certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. And with exceptional 1.99% financing on select models, now through April 30th, that dream is more attainable than ever. Each of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes an exhaustive process of analysis, inspection, and reconditioning. until it meets the uncompromising standards of a Mercedes-Benz. Plus, every one is available with an optional extended limited warranty for up to 7 years or 135,000 total vehicle miles. And now, with 3 months of Sirius XM satellite radio. And your certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz is available only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Visit today for exceptional financing.
On Wall Street, a couple of record highs set yesterday. The Dow up 89 points to a record close of 14,662. S&P up 8 points to a record high of its own of 1570. NASDAQ with a 16-point gain. Oil prices up 12 cents a barrel, finishing at $97.19. The latest from the auto industry. Last month's strong auto sales numbers could be another sign the economy is improving. Chrysler reporting March was its best sales month since December of 2007. Ford posted a sales jump of 5.7% last month. GM up more than 6%. And finally, we take you back to this past Saturday night, a minor league hockey game between the Bismarck Bobcats and Austin Bruins. What occurred in this game with about 3 minutes to go in the final period has gone viral on YouTube, more so for the audio than the video. Let's listen to broadcaster James Lilladol, who is the play-by-play man for the Austin Bruins, as one of the Bruin players named Wallen delivers a body check to an opposing player. James, to put it mildly, loses it.
Blom. Checked into the wall by Wallen! Wallen's jumped dead center! Oh no, they gotta save Wallen!
Not sure how much of that you can make out, but Lilladol is quite clearly concerned about Wallen getting jumped after smashing a player into the boards. And Lilladol, at the mic, makes it very clear how he feels about that hit.
It was a clean hit! It was a clean hit! It was a clean hit! It was a clean hit!
You just heard Lilladol say it was a clean hit 4 times, but he wasn't done. He said it 12 more times in succession.
It was a clean hit! It was a clean hit! It was a clean hit!
You really want to hear the rest of them? Tell you what, we'll give you just a couple more.
It was a clean hit! It was a clean hit! It was a clean hit!
Is he done?
It was a clean hit!
Maybe not. I have only one question to ask after listening to all of this. Was it a clean hit?
It was a clean hit!
I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Geico presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hey there, buddy. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with Geico, we've been riding a lot more, which means I've been able to really exercise these pipes of mine. Just listen to them. Sorry about that. Boom, 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 boom. Oh, yeah.
Geico could help you save on your motorcycle insurance, and that should make you and your bike very happy.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BLOCKITPOCKET.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.